Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome in to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm sporting my new Guns N' Hoses sweatshirt. You see this? Looks like the shirt the boxers are going to be wearing when they come out into the ring.
Well, you have to have something like that because you are the official announcer.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm the ringside announcer. There's a very specific difference there. I am going to be in the ring occasionally interviewing boxers after they win. That's basically what my role is going to be. Maybe hyping the crowd up a little bit. And when they cut away to TV, of course, they're not going to use me anymore because I don't have any TV experience. So we're all good. It's all good. I got to see my friend Jasmine Huda last night and Laura Simon from Fox 2. They were at the official weigh-in for Guns N' Hoses where I picked up my my sweatshirt here. And it was great to see everyone. They're all very excited. And they're all volunteers. That's the thing about it. Like, everybody who works for this organization is a volunteer. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it so great, because they're going to write another check for $1 million, probably.
Hopefully.
To the people at Backstoppers. Got to spend some time with Larry O'Toole. He is going to join us tomorrow morning.
Good.
At 8:45 to talk more about the boxing match and everything. There were a few tickets left last night. If you still want to go, like general admission tickets, and there's really not a bad seat in there. Most of these seats are in the lower bowl at the Enterprise Center, and there's not a bad seat in the place. You can even be up in one of the suites, and it's still easy to see the ring. It's right dead in the center of the ice, and a little chilly in there because they have to cover up the ice to put the boxing ring in. So somebody was telling me the other day on one of the phone calls, I'm just telling you, where you're sitting on the ice with a piece of plywood over it. You may want to wear like some thin, long-handled underwear under your tux because you might get a little chilly down there. I'm like, oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
It really was a fun time, and I do appreciate, you can tell that there's a lot of training that you know, anyone who's actually boxing, they really, spend months and months and months training for this event.
Right. No, this is absolutely the truth. And you have to take it seriously, because if you don't, you're going to get your ears boxed in. That's basically the problem there. These guys, I underprepared one time for a boxing match, and the result was not good.
So
I'm just,
nose,
from personal experience, you definitely want to be on top of your game.
Isn't that what happened? You broke your nose?
Yeah. So last night, Mark Reardon, I was on the Mark Reardon show because he was live out there for the weigh-in. And he's like, oh, you know, Cox, I think maybe next year that we ought to promote a match between me and you. And I'm just looking at Reardon. I'm like, dude, you know I'm a heavyweight, right? You're a welterweight at best. I don't know how much he weighs, but he's skinny. I'm like, all right, That's what you want to do. Give me a year to heal up. Let the ribs heal up for a year.
Some time.
Before we talk about something like that. So
People would pay for that fight, I think.
I don't think so.
Ethan's in this shaking room, his head.
I don't think they would. I don't know. Maybe they paired me up against some, well-known liberal. That it would be a better fight.
Also
don't you
would
think?
Pay to see that.
And I would definitely be in the red corner. So there you have it.
Who would you want to fight?
I don't know.
You throwing any names out?
No.
Not this name.
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, I was talking about local libs. Oh. Come on. Not going after some old lady. Don't worry about it. Bill's got his hands full with her anyway.
Wait. How old is Hillary?
Oh, I don't know. She's got to be in her mid-70s, right?
At least. I thought she was older than that.
No, she's got to be in her mid-70s. She's not in her 80s yet, but she's got to be. She's close to Trump's age.
Oh, wow, 78.
I think she's close to Trump's age. Yeah. What were you about to say? Aren't you about to say major Hillary?
I didn't say
I was
it.
That,
I
Ethan,
just
Ethan, you knew what she was suggesting,
know.
Didn't you?
There's a pregnant pause there.
I didn't
pause
say
there.
That.
How dare you? You ageist. Kim St. Ange is an ageist.
78 is young.
Is it?
Yeah.
These days, yeah. Look
These
at Trump.
Days.
Yeah. Trump's gallivanting around the world. And
he has more energy than I do.
Oh, I know.
At 79.
That's pretty amazing. It really is. So anyway, the Guns N' Roses is tomorrow night. I can't believe it's upon us already. By the way, I was talking with my friend Lisa at Responder Rescue yesterday. And I really need us to sell some more tickets. We're about the halfway point of where I'd like to be by noon tomorrow. And I'm worried now that my goals of matching last year were going to fall short. But if you got it in your heart and you haven't bought tickets yet, text Responder to 33100. It all goes to a great cause. Here's what Lisa told me. We've thrown in a sweetener on this deal. Besides the three main prizes you could win, the sweetener was you could go to dinner with blues legend Tony Twist and me and the folks at Responder Rescue if you were the high donor, like the person that donated the most. She and I went back and looked at the donation so far. Right now, there is a tie. In the event of a tie, we're going to have to flip a coin. Okay, so if you think you might be the high donor, go back and buy two or three more tickets so we can not have a tie. And that way, you'll be guaranteed to be the winner of the overall.
You know, when I was playing lacrosse in high school, they used to call me the Tony Twist of the team.
So you were like the BA. You were out there fighting people.
I'm very competitive, and I was very protective of my teammates.
So what happens in women's lacrosse? They give you a little yellow card like they do in soccer if you high stick somebody?
In fact, all my relatives were in town, and that happened. I got thrown out of the game because some other player was picking on one of my teammates, and I went to stand up for her, and things escalated.
Wow.
And I'm not a fighter. I'm 5'4". I'm not. Yeah. I don't get in fights, but yeah, I definitely when it comes to sports, I'm competitive.
That's wild. I had no idea, Kim. Mm-hmm. How about that? So remind me not to piss her off
when I think of
early
Tony
in the
Twist.
Morning.
I won't bring my lacrosse stick.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's at a restaurant to be determined. It's not McDonald's or White Castle like we joked yesterday. We're talking high-end stuff. Please,
Culver's.
Culver's. Please donate if you've got it in you. Text Responder to 33100. It's the easiest way to donate. And the money goes straight into the charity. And hopefully we're going to be presenting them a check for a chunk of money tomorrow at around noon out at the Rain St. Louis West. So thank you for that. And I'll be mentioning it several more times through the broadcast this morning because we need a few more donations. So please help us out if you can. All right, coming up, we got John Lamping today in the next hour as our friends at the state level. We just found out yesterday that Justin Sparks is resigning. I don't know if that there was any confusion with that, to be honest with you. He's leaving to go to the Department of Homeland Security. But apparently he didn't feel like it was clear that it's not like a presidential appointment. He's been offered a job with the Department of Homeland Security. So he was in law enforcement, and now he's going back to law enforcement, and he's resigning his position with the state. So we'll talk to John Lamping about that. We got Eben Brown coming up talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene stepping down. And maybe why she's stepping down, which I didn't know till I saw this story. A little later, we're going to talk to my friend Joe Azim out at the range on 2A Tuesday. Todd Pyro was in today. We got Ryan Wiggins in as well just a little bit later. So we got a great show for you. So stay tuned for that. We got it all coming up. Right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Go ahead and hit the next one, please.
Temporary status protection for Somalis expires March of 2026. And so if you are confused, if you feel threatened, know that the law is on your side and our demented president can't do anything about it.
Ah, he's demented because he wants to throw out people who don't like being in this country in the first place. How about that? Is he demented? Really? What a shame. What an embarrassment Ilhan Omar is.
This is an important press conference that is being held to let you know what we're all doing, resisting this low-down, dirty, no-good, filthy president of the United States of America.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Mad Maxine is back. They let Maxine Waters out of the nursing home for a few minutes and put her in front of a camera yesterday. Completely insane, all of them. This is the woman that called for violence across America back in 2020, who led to the rhetoric that eventually led to assaults on law enforcement officers and other politicians, and now she's back, and it's a shame.
I'm grateful that the court ended the case against me, which was a prosecution based on malevolence and incompetence.
Yeah. I know you recognize that voice, James Comey. What a travesty. What a travesty our justice system has become these days. When this guy gets out on some technicality, the great thing about it is it wasn't dismissed with prejudice, so they can go back and get him again. And I really hope they do.
There was a judge who is clearly trying to shield Letitia James and James Comey from receiving accountability. And that's why they took this unprecedented action to throw away the indictments.
Yes, Caroline Leavitt, that is exactly what happened yesterday. A Clinton-appointed judge decided she was going to throw these cases out, not based on the merits. This is what the left loves to do, but based on some fluke that she doesn't think that the prosecutor that took the information to a grand jury, who then indicted James Comey and Letitia James for fraud and for lying, the prosecutor was not properly appointed, and therefore the findings of the grand jury are improper. It's really illogical. She made a political decision against the Trump administration. And I'm not a political analyst, but there are a lot of people this morning, sharp legal minds, saying the exact same thing. Jonathan Turley and David Schoen and a bunch of others saying, listen, I would hope that James Comey and Letitia James aren't too comfortable in their smugness this morning, because there's a very good chance these charges are going to be resurrected just as soon as they get another prosecutor in that office.
So I was listening this morning. The statute of limitations, which I guess is 5 years, that has already passed, but there could be new charges that come out of this. Obviously, they will try to appeal the decision.
Are you talking about the Comey case?
Yes, specifically the Comey case.
I think that since the original charge was leveled prior to the statute of limitations running out, and it was dismissed with, what's the word? Am I getting it mixed up? Is it with prejudice or without prejudice? It was dismissed in such a way they can bring the case again. Then I think they could, I think that satisfies the statute of limitations, because it was filed originally before the statute of limitations.
Okay.
So I really hope and pray they can go after this guy. If anybody deserves it, it's this guy and Letitia James. No doubt about that. Maybe he'll be part of the broader conspiracy case, too. They're about to bring a RICO case against all of these people for their conspiracy against Donald Trump. And I can't wait to see what that one looks like for sure.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To get your head out of your butt, focus on the real issues.
Well, the Chiefs are going to be happy, Kim St. Ange. Did you see the press release from Missouri Attorney General Catherine Hanaway?
I'm not sure I did.
So in your absence, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but in the continuing resolution that was passed, one of the things that they cracked down on is hemp, the hemp industry, which has been a thorn in the side of law enforcement in Missouri for a while now because of the belief that this Delta 8 and this other stuff that they're selling is laced with, enhanced with THC from hemp that's not regulated under current marijuana laws, right? The marijuana industry, believe it or not, is mad about it because they're not making money off of it. And the police are mad about it because kids can go in and buy this Delta 8 stuff and smoke it and get high from it without having to go through any legal ramifications of going to a dispensary mm-hmm. or having to buy it from a pot dealer on the corner, right? I don't know if there are still pot dealers on the corner or not. I'm just saying. I imagine there are because they think the prices at the dispensary are too high. That was pun intended there. Anyway, the attorney general announced yesterday that she is cracking down on these smoke shops that are selling this stuff, and she specifically targeted five of them across the state to kind of send a warning shot across the bow of these companies.
Get your head out of your butt. Focus on the real issues.
Yeah, I didn't mean to do that, but that's what happens when you hit your mouse when you're not looking. So she's targeting the Moonlight Smoke Shop in St. Louis for selling intoxicating cannabinoids, and four other convenient type stores across the state of Missouri. They're outside of Independence and Western Missouri, Swin Dispensaries, and Vaporized, which is also in and around St. Louis, apparently. They're accused of selling, and they're being told they need to stop selling things like Delta 8, Delta 10, THC 0, other derivatives that can produce psychoactive effects for stronger than predictably normally occurring Delta 9 THC.
Why only so those words, five? Why five shops? Well, because aren't they at gas stations pretty much everywhere?
I think it's a warning to all of them. These are the five that they've targeted right now. Here's the problem: the law that Congress passed doesn't take effect until next year. Like, it's 1 year. 1 year from now is basically what it said. Mm. All this stuff's going to be banned. That includes THC-laced drinks derived from hemp. And there, we interviewed a guy from Union who has a business where he sells a prepackaged drink called, I think it's called You Are Lit, that has some percentage of THC in it. And they've been pretty popular in restaurants and bars that sell them, and they've been sold in convenience stores already. So that's something you drink as opposed to smoke. Generally, those are for 18 and over. So you have to be old enough to buy those. But they would be affected by this ban. So I think it's interesting that Hanaway stepped in here. I think we need to get her on the air and let her explain why she only targeted five, to answer your question, and whether or not that is a indication of a bigger crackdown that's coming on the part of state officials. I know Chief Mike Wiegand and others, chiefs associations around the state, have been lobbying for this for a while and trying to get the legislature to crack down on it as well. Now they've got the federal government behind them. All right, coming up, we will get to Kim on a Whim next hour. State Senator, former State Senator John Lamping. We'll be right back.
Kim on a Whim.
Mark, it's kind of funny you were just talking about Golden Oak Lending and you were saying how home prices have just continuously gone up. And a lot of people are struggling to find a home they can afford with the interest rates and other things like that. It's just been more challenging for people. Now, some of that might be mismanagement of their money, but
could be.
But there is something to be said for the rates and the home prices. And I think it's also making it more challenging for people to sell their home. Listen to this was the Redfin chief economist talking about the state of the market right now. Listen.
The market is going to change over the next couple of months. All of these homes are listed for really high prices, which is why they are sitting on the market. But buyers can't afford at these high prices, which is why they're backing off of the market. Mortgage rates are too high. Insurance costs are high. Property taxes are high. So buyers just aren't biting at these prices. And also, there are better options in the rental market. So what that means is that these homes are going to need to be marked down in price. And any new homes that are listed on the market are going to need to be priced more conservatively in order for them to sell.
Well, here's the other challenge. I found this article talking about how homeowners could see insurance, their home insurance premiums, jump 16% over the next 2 years. So 8% 2026, another 8% in 2027. And they're saying this is due to an uptick in natural disasters and rebuilding costs. You know, the supply chain issues that have been ongoing for quite some time now, and just the number of floods we've seen and fires, we think about what happened in California early this year. What do we do here? Because it's getting to a point where these insurance companies are, it's crazy. I mean, we had our policy. They tried to increase ours 68%. I'm not kidding you. My husband looked at it, about fell out of his chair and challenged them on it. And thankfully they changed it. Which is kind of sad that they were so willing to.
What was the reason?
I don't even remember. He was the one who did all the talking to them. But I remember him telling me, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous.
You think?
Wow.
That can't be normal, right, so, Sue?
No, well, go ahead. I'm sorry, Mark.
No, that's okay, Sue. Please go ahead.
When somebody buys a house, I make sure that they get three different insurance bids because you think, oh, well, I'll get one and it'll be, well, maybe I'll get two to compare. They are all over the place. Like, there's no reasonable thread between all of them. You'll get one that's okay and then two that are crazy or two that are normal and one. None of it makes sense. So this does not surprise me that they would say, oh, well, whoopsie. Yeah.
There's
you know what?
A couple of problems here. Number one, this has already been happening in real time in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So they've had repeated, I mean, let's put it this way. If you live in Florida, hurricanes are nothing new. But every time it happens, it's billions and billions of dollars in damage these days. So the insurance companies, some of them have pulled out of Florida. The ones that are left, I've told along the coast, if you own a home along the coast, this happened near Fort Myers. Some of those people bought their houses 60 years ago, right? So it's a quaint little home that happened to be near the beach. And now they're going to be charged 7% of the value of the home in just to get home insurance.
That's insane.
And they'll have to pay it up front. So let's assume your home, because it's appreciated over the years, is worth $1 million. You'd have to pay $70,000, if I'm doing the math right, in an insurance premium to maintain that home on the beach. Who can afford that?
And here's the other thing that really irks me about insurance. Okay, so we have some rental properties, and there was a home that we were rehabbing, and it needed a new roof. That was, the buyers were wanting us to do that. Mm-hmm. So we had insurance coverage. So of course we went to our insurance company and told them about that. And they said, "Ooh, you know what? The roof's actually too old. We won't cover that." So we had to pay out of pocket. Why do we even have insurance? Seriously, I understand there are certain things where they can't cover everything. I get it. But to me, a roof seems like that should just be included, because that's probably one of the bigger reasons, aside from hail damage or, you know, something like wind damage, that you would need to repair or replace a roof.
Some of them do it on a scale of age.
Right.
Again, they're all different. In other words, this one will give you less because it's old. And so it really is a matter of sometimes of who it is covering. It's just, it's crazy.
Here's the disaster we're headed for, in my opinion, if this keeps going up. Your insurance company will allow you to be underinsured, right? You see,
yes,
that they will. So if you have a home that's worth $800,000, but do you think the premium on that insurance policy is just too much for you to afford? You can insure it for $600,000. And then if something happens, you're hosed.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't rebuild it for what you've insured it for. And that's another disaster. It's like people having too much home and not being able to afford to put furniture in it.
Yep.
That's the problem we're going to get into pretty quickly. And I'm not saying I know what the answer is. I mean, these insurance companies... insurance is a calculated risk,
mm-hmm.
and they pay people a lot of money to do the math to figure out how much premium they need to charge for some of these policies.
Well, isn't that
I don't
what
know
they,
where it ends.
Isn't that what they say on some of these shows where they build a home for a family and they surprise them and the home itself is given to them, it's gifted to them, but then once they actually move in, I've heard that a lot of these families are not able to actually stay in the home because of insurance premiums and other things with taxes. They can't afford that.
Yeah, I don't know how often, I don't know how big a problem that is, but I would agree that could happen. I mean, it's crazy. It really is. And now, you know, Sue, they've gone to this percentage of the value of the home as the deductible for roofs now.
Yep.
If you've still got a policy that's got you grandfathered in where your deductible is a set amount, like $2,500 or whatever it happens to be, you better go out and find yourself a roofer that will get you a new roof today. Call Correll Roofing, CorellRoofingCo.com, because the next time your policy renews, they're switching you to a percentage of the value of your home. So you may cost you $6,000 or $7,000 instead of $2,500. I'm just telling you. Could happen.
Well, the more storms we have, it sounds like they'll just use that as a reason to drive up prices. The Realtor.com research revealed that a significant chunk, this is the article, of the U.S. housing stock actually faces severe or extreme climate risk, ranging from more than 6% for flooding, 18% for wind risk, and 6% for wildfire. You talked about Florida, Mark, and how these insurance companies don't want to insure the homes, particularly right there on the coast, or they're driving up prices so high that, you know, most people can't even afford it. But I thought they were also trying to pull out of California.
Well, I don't doubt it. Can you imagine what the requirements are in California? In those homes that Pacific Palisades burned down?
Yep.
I mean, there are people that lived there for 50, 60, 70 years, you know, passed those homes along to their kids. And there's no way they can rebuild them for what the insurance is going to pay them on some of those.
And their, system of getting permits is so bad.
Yeah, that's true.
That any rebuilding itself is an enormous undertaking. So,
well, I would argue that part of that report is kind of alarmist, because we have had fewer hurricanes the last couple of years than they predicted. They're always the sky is falling kind of people.
Well, yeah.
The problem is the costs keep going up because things are more expensive. It's more expensive to hire contractors and rebuild to the standards they're now requiring in Florida. That's the situation a lot of condo owners found themselves in Florida.
I mean, we had to do a new roof at our home in St. Charles County because of hail damage and new siding. And they sit there and try to say, it's not like car insurance, right, where you have one claim and then it skyrockets. But what happens is because basically our entire neighborhood had it, they just increase the price for everybody. Yeah. That's the issue.
Oh, it's great. Getting expensive. No doubt about it.
I know. I'm curious to see if this actually happens like they're predicting, because that 16% in 2 years, it seems like a lot of money for people.
And I don't know that those percentage amounts are regulated by the state, I don't believe. I don't think they have to go request.
I doubt that, right?
I don't think so. I know the utility companies would have to go and request that, but the utility bills are higher, too.
Oh, yes, they are.
Because of that bill they passed last year.
Oh, yeah.
That lets them charge you in advance before they build a power plant.
I know.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on that,
They're getting you going and coming on that for sure. All right. It's good stuff. So food for thought. If you're going out and you're looking at what your expenses are going to be next year, you're trying to budget. How do you know?
Budget more for insurance.
Call your insurance company and ask. That'd be a good question. All right, coming back here, we have not talked enough about this situation with Comey, I don't think, yesterday, and Letitia James. I'm going to get into that a little bit for you. Next hour, we'll talk to John Lamping, former Missouri senator, on what's going on there. Bill Igel has just put out a press release a short time ago about ending the personal property tax, at least in St. Charles County, where he's running for county executive. We'll talk to John Lamping about all that and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Well, first of all, Letitia James might be celebrating a tad too early. Mm. The problems here are not with the charges themselves, but essentially with the cop, or in this case, the prosecutor. So the court is not saying that she was innocent of these charges. The court is simply saying that the person who signed off on the charges didn't have authority to do that. So the obvious thing here is to get someone who is lawfully in a position to perform this role. Usually after 120 days, the district court appoints someone as the replacement. They're going to have to work this one out. They're in it's rather uncharted territory here to make sure that the next person who signs is going to be beyond these types of questions. They could also appeal. You know, they're already past the original date, but the argument is that they do have a right to go back to the grand jury. So they may just appeal and say, look, we think we have a good argument here that, yes, there's that 120 days, but we have some rather novel sort of shifts that occurred here that we believe, you know, do not trigger that final date and that we had the ability to use Halligan in the way we did.
Yes, thank you. I trust Jonathan Turley. In Jonathan Turley, I trust. I think the guy is exactly right. They're going to go back at this. Listen to Caroline Leavitt yesterday on this case. Now, bear in mind, this is a Clinton-appointed judge who was apparently just chomping at the bit to find some reason to dismiss this. Go to cut seven, please.
There was a judge who is clearly trying to shield Letitia James and James Comey from receiving accountability. And that's why they took this unprecedented action to throw away the indictments against these two individuals. But the Department of Justice will be appealing very soon. And it is our position that Lindsey Halligan is extremely qualified for this position, but more importantly, was legally appointed to it.
Absolutely. And so I heard Doug Schoen say this morning, you know, here's the problem is that they should have put somebody else in the room with her. Because then this technicality would not have mattered. And because there's nothing wrong with the charges itself. Listen to Schoen on how he explained this. Listen.
It was avoidable because, quite frankly, the Justice Department should have just put somebody in the room with Lindsey Halligan and would have taken away all of the arguments for dismissal, quite frankly, based on all the decisions around the country. I still don't think the decision is right, but it was avoidable in that sense. I give Lindsey Halligan great credit, and she showed great courage here. She looked at the facts and the evidence. She saw that there was a wrong committed, and she got an indictment. She was put in this position, and she should have had more support than she was given. But it's not a major setback for the Trump administration or anything like that. It was obviously, it was going to happen, but I think they're wrong in the arguments for a couple of reasons.
Yeah, so David Schoen is his name, and his point here is this. I'm watching a CNN clip last night, Abby Phillips or whatever her name is, Abby and company. Scott Jennings is on there quite often, and he wasn't yesterday. And they're like, oh, it's just not fair. It's just so obvious that what the Trump administration is doing is going after its political enemies. And there's a reporter on there named Caroline Downey who looks at Abby Phillips and says, now, I don't know about you, but if I'm the president who's been the most harassed individual in the United States of America by my political opponents and the justice system over the past 8 or 9 years, I would feel kind of justified turning the tables on that a little bit. But even if you don't like the idea of tit for tat and you think that we should stop that approach in our politics, even if you agree with all of that, this is the bigger issue here. And I love the fact that she made this point on the Clinton News Network last night on CNN. Listen.
All in for it to end now? Because now seems like a good time.
Absolutely. But I do think we have to acknowledge that what Letitia James, the case revolves around, is basically a fraud case with no fraud victims. What does that remind you of? It reminds you of what she filed against Trump, a fraud case with no fraud victims. So acknowledge the original agitators here before you say, okay, Trump, lay down your arms. Okay, well, Letitia James is the one who put them up first. And that's why we have what we have right now, which is this perfect storm.
Yeah, you may not like it, what's going on right now, but Trump didn't start any of this. He was not the first one to go after a political enemy. Bear in mind, Letitia James ran for office in New York, and part of her platform was, I'll get Trump. It was on her website, Elect me and I will go after Trump. Show me the man and I'll show you the crime. I will get the Trump family. We've got her on audio saying it over and over and over again. So she trumped up charges in a business case alleging that he lied to get the on the value of some homes to get a loan. Nobody was injured. The loan was fully paid back within a couple of years. So there was no victim in the case. But she went after him anyway because she wanted to get Trump. As Caroline Downey's pointing out here in this mortgage fraud case, she's accused of lying that her home in Virginia would be her primary residence to save, like, I don't know, $18,000 or $20,000 in taxes or something like that. And Caroline Downey's right. Is there a victim? Maybe the taxpayer's the victim? But the case is no different than what Letitia James charged Donald Trump with in New York. And there's a little bit of sweet irony in that. I just have to tell you, I hope they refile the charges and refile them quickly.
It's the hypocrisy. And yes. I'm sure that there have been judges for years and years and years who were very biased and really didn't work very hard to hide their bias. But it seems like over the last, 4 years, really ever since Biden was office, you know, even more recently, I guess, it's everywhere. It's all these liberal judges who are making these decisions to cater to their side. I don't understand the oath that you're taking when you become a judge. I'm not sure if that just went out the window. They don't care about that.
Two words. Just remember why this happened. I've made the point before, but I think it bears repeating. Two words for you. Harry Reid. Remember Harry? Harry was the Senate Majority Leader from Nevada. And when Barack Obama got elected and Republicans were holding up his liberal judge choices in the Senate, he nuked the filibuster for judgeships. And then it only required a simple majority to put the judge you wanted in a judgeship. And everybody warned him at the time, when you do that, the Republicans are going to do the same thing when they get elected. So Trump gets elected, and he did the same thing. And then Biden gets elected, and he did the same thing. So now you have a judiciary stacked with people who are either pretty diehard Republicans or pretty diehard Democrats. Mm-hmm. Pick your poison. But that's obviously where some of these, now it didn't happen in this Clinton judge's case. She's obviously just a hard lefty to begin with because she would have predated the Harry Reid decision. But the point is, that's why the judiciary is as botched as it is right now. We didn't have to be living in this situation for sure. All right, quick break. We've got former Senator John Lamping on the phone coming up. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.